there will always be the CMHA consumer, and there will always be the Schizophrenia Society of Canada person with a lived experience, and there will always be those voices that represent specific constituencies. But those who are chronically excluded from the economy, who don't belong to any networks, those voices are never heard. And that's what I've tried to encapsulate through the years. And in a way, if I have so much passion for it, it's because perhaps somewhere within me, I've always felt voiceless, perhaps myself. And always, I've never been able to identify with illness-based mental health organizations, people who promote an illness, who want to educate you on the symptoms of an illness. I've never been able to relate to that. I can't wrap my head around caregivers being the managers of caregivers being the people, the entities that we need to account to on how we've incurred our expenses and activities. I've never understood that. The caregivers, you go there when you're sick. When you're not sick, leave us alone. Mm. So those are structural flaws in the mental health system that should be remedied.